In April, federal prosecutors announced that construction giant Bovis Lend-Lease had fraudulently inflated bills for a decade on iconic public works. Bovis will have to pay nearly $60 million in fines and restitution. Now WNYC has learned that the criminal probe into billing fraud has continued with other major contractors. As WNYC's Bob Henley reports, the firms under scrutiny are linked to major public projects.
WNYC has confirmed federal prosecutors are looking into the billing practices of Turner, Plaza, Skanska, and Tishman Construction Companies. The construction contracts under scrutiny run into the billions of dollars. The targeted contractors are responsible for public projects like the Croton Filtration Plant, the Second Avenue Subway, and the World Trade Center.
The overbilling fraud affected city, state, and federal public building projects. If you are a New York City resident, Bovis indirectly swindled you on three different levels. For 10 years, the pattern of fraudulent overbilling was a standard practice. Business as usual.
Under the billing scheme, customers were automatically paying 2 hours of overtime each day to as many as 60 union foremen. The foreman did not actually work the extra hours. The standard contract states that the union foremen get $34.24 an hour for 8 hours with no guaranteed overtime. Federal prosecutors say the union foremen didn't do anything illegal because they played no role in Bovis's fraudulent billing practice. At the Bovis announcement in April, Loretta Lynch, U.S. Attorney for the Eastern District, had a warning for the city's construction industry.
The message should be clear to all who are engaging in similar contract and billing fraud. You are in our sights, and the defense that everyone does it will not be a shield against law enforcement.
In a statement to WNYC, Tishman's corporate parent, AECOM, confirmed that in December 2011, it was served with a grand jury subpoena in the billing investigation. They said they are cooperating with prosecutors. A spokesman for Turner would only say the company, quote, could neither confirm nor deny it was under investigation. Skanska and Plaza declined to comment.
I think that there is a moral imperative on the part of the whistleblowers to come forward.
Brian REI worked at the Treasury Department for 13 years and was a former senior vice president at Bovis. He is a whistleblower credited by prosecutors with tipping them off to the 8-2 billing scheme that set off the probe.
I think that within the industry, there was such rampant corruption that the people who are entrusted with being in positions of accountability and power overlooked very visible symptoms of the issues that have been uncovered.
James Abadi ran Bovis's New York operation and pled guilty for his role in the overbilling fraud. As a top official in the Building Trades Employers Association and chairman of the powerful Contractor Association of Greater New York, he was a pillar of the industry. Abadi is awaiting sentencing and could face 20 years in jail. His guilty plea has sent shockwaves in construction circles because he was so well regarded, according to Louis Coletti, president of the Building Trades Employers Association. And Coletti says the across-the-board nature of the probe comes at a time when money is tight for builders dealing within profit margins.
I mean, I'd be honest, as an industry, we're reeling from it.
Coletti defended the industry's 8-2 practice as the cost of doing business. He says the money paid to the foreman was to assure the jobs got done on time.
This was not a question of overbilling. There were some questions about perhaps the procedures and compliance issues.
Prosecutors say what matters is how contractors represent these costs in their bills to customers. Coletti conceded the fallout from the focus on billing practices would force the industry to be more transparent with how it does business. Ronald Goldstock was formerly director of the New York State Organized Crime Task Force, which investigated the mafia's infiltration of the city's construction industry. He says law enforcement has been successful in rolling back the mob's dominance in construction, but he says the organized crime legacy still makes it vulnerable to corruption like the 8-2 billing arrangement.
Over time, customs and practices are set up within the industry. They do become internalized. People don't think about them as being corrupt necessarily. They think about it as this is the way the job is done. As long as the job continues without interruption, without delay, over time it's an accommodation between both sides and no one really knows which it is anymore.
As federal prosecutors pursue white-collar cases in the construction industry, one challenge they may have is the bigger the construction firm, the more limited their enforcement options. This was the case with Bovis. U.S. Attorney Loretta Lynch struck a deferred prosecution deal with the Australian-based multinational. She cited concerns that criminally prosecuting Bovis would do more harm than good for the city because Bovis is so central to many ongoing projects. This is not the first time Bovis avoided criminal prosecution because of their size and dominance in the city's construction industry. In 2008, Bovis benefited from a similar forbearance from District Attorney Robert Morgenthau in the firm's role in the Deutsche Bank building fire. Two firefighters were killed, and the DA's investigation determined that Bovis was partially responsible as the prime contractor. In that case, Bovis was granted a non-prosecution agreement. It paid the families of the firefighters $16 million and agreed to reform how they managed their subcontractors. For WNYC, I'm Bob Henley.